How can enterprises fix the 10 DNS lookup limit issue? Many enterprise SPF failures are not caused by syntax errors or missing records, but by exceeding the SPF 10 DNS lookup limit, a technical constraint that is often overlooked. As organizations scale and add multiple email sending tools, SPF records grow more complex. While these records may appear valid in DNS, they can fail during real-world evaluation by inbox providers, leading to hidden deliverability issues such as spam placement, DMARC alignment failures, and loss of sender trust. SPF lookups occur when a receiving mail server evaluates mechanisms like include AMX exists and redirect to verify which servers are authorized to send email for a domain. Each mechanism that points to another domain triggers a DNS query. When these references stack up, especially through nested, includes the total lookup count, can quickly exceed the allowed maximum of 10. Major providers like Gmail, Outlook, and Yahoo strictly enforce this limit. Once exceeded, SPF evaluation stops, returns a permirer, and SPF is treated as a failure, which in turn weakens DMARC enforcement and phishing protection. The 10 lookup limit exists to protect mail infrastructure performance, prevent abuse, and ensure fast, predictable authentication during SMTP processing. Without it, SPF could become a vector for denial of service attacks or excessive resource consumption. Enterprises are particularly vulnerable due to their complex email ecosystems, use of multiple vendors, hidden nested includes, accumulation of legacy entries, decentralized management, and frequent vendor changes. To stay within the limit, organizations should regularly remove unused includes, avoid duplicate providers, flatten SPF records when complexity grows, monitor lookup counts after every change, and establish clear ownership and documentation. These practices help maintain compliant SPF records, preserve deliverability, and ensure reliable email authentication as the organization scales.